My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All righty, it is crossover time. Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. Joining us.
Yeah.
And that's always what happens at this time of
yeah.
the day.
Yeah.
It's
well done.
Mostly enjoyable.
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah. Well, you are smiling. That's
of
a change.
Of course. Yeah.
You were smiling last week when you took a shot at me. I was listening.
No, the segment before you weren't
yeah.
smiling.
Yeah.
It's
what are you talking about?
You're happy to see these guys.
I am.
That's all I'm trying
interesting.
To highlight.
Because sure. last week, Thursday felt like a Friday because I wasn't here. Your
that's,
words.
That's yeah. true.
I was listening.
He did say that.
Facts. Yeah.
Ernie Chavez texted him.
Yeah. No, actually, I happened to be listening at that time. Mm-hmm. I was, it was my birthday.
Oh. And, happy belated.
Yeah, you found yeah, a way to belated. Take it. Apology not accepted.
That's right.
You found a way to take a shot at your boy on his day off, which was kind of cool.
But by the way, I want to respond to Willard. From a few weeks back.
I was going to say, I haven't said anything yet.
Not
that's
yet,
right.
Not yet.
You can't respond until I speak.
Preemptive strike.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about golf and handicaps, and you asked me about mulligans.
Oh, I remember this conversation.
And
yeah.
I said,
wow,
well.
You've been stewing on this.
I said, well, you know, we have a group of about 16 or 20 guys that all kind of play by the same rules.
About 50.
And but, yeah, and we yeah. play. Tournaments, and so we all have a unified way to do the handicaps. And one is guys have an opportunity to take a mulligan
off the tee only.
Oh yeah, only off the tee.
One mully, one toast.
However, a what toast. I'd like to tell you is,
oh, yeah.
that was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have not taken a mulligan since, and I will never take another mulligan.
Oh.
Unless it's part of
the tourney,
the championship tournament, where it is a rule that everybody can take.
That's
I know
fair.
I take no mulligans.
And is that because of our conversation? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I love it when I get to you like
that. It was a good
it's amazing.
He's back.
It's amazing. The real reason, though,
I had no
is,
idea that had such a profound effect on you.
It went, you know, it didn't take me all the way from A to B, but it took me halfway. And then I realized, you know, if I don't use a mulligan, my handicap will be higher than most of the other people who do.
That's
at
true.
Least, you know, on balance.
So what happens when you put one in the drink?
You drop it and you hit three.
By the way, in a higher
drop
handicap,
area.
A higher handicap is a good thing unless you have a big ego.
Exactly.
Like, is your handicap about your ego or is your handicap about making money off of your friends?
I love golf and the handicap system.
It's a great point because last Friday when I was off, I played golf with Derek Petrak, who you introduced me to.
Yeah.
And I shouted you out when we were out there at Contra Costa Country Club, and I played with the Friday group, and I was a 15 handicap. And from those tees, I was getting 16 strokes, and I won a skin.
Cash
in pocket.
Rules.
Shout out to Chrissy Hine. Thank you, Cream. Get the money. Ice Cream Social's been moved.
But the ice cream the ice cream's already in the freezer. Don't tell anyone.
Really?
No way.
Are you going to literally scoop and score?
That ice cream's not going to make it to the ice cream social. Now that I saw that, I went in there to get some ice, and there's no ice because the whole thing's filled with ice cream.
Which
is not a bad thing, except for, now I know.
We have a coworker who may or may not have thrown a tantrum yesterday over the fact that the ice cube trays have been removed. We have a coworker.
I almost threw one just now. Who was the other?
I won't name him because.
Then just name
me. He's still mad.
Does
he work in the morning?
Who decided that
afternoons.
No more ice at Odyssey. Now we just have ice cream that we're not allowed to eat.
Correct.
And that's tantrum worthy.
Well, and it is because, and I don't want to do too much here on ice, but I guess apparently we have time. But our ice service here is like 4 or 5 ice cube trays. Shout out 1981. And these ice cube trays are no longer in the freezer because there's ice cream that is taking up that real estate. So people who like ice in their water, you can't get ice baby. Too cold.
3.
Thank you. It's not available because we have ice cream in the freezer.
You can now because I just put the ice tray back.
Look at you.
Yeah.
We'll make an executive decision. I will go tell our coworker and I'll let him know that you did that and he may come hug you.
Let's go. I love a good hug.
He or she, they.
A hug gives
have
endorphins.
Been mad. Yeah. No doubt.
Should be ice.
Should be.
I mean, come on.
Well, it's better than what the apartment's worth of microwavable dishes that I saw in there a week ago. I felt like someone had just moved into the building and brought food for today, tomorrow, 3 meals a day, and through the next week. I mean, at the very least, it's something for everybody at this point, as opposed to one person who's got initials on every single thing.
Yes, sir.
Back to you, Steiny.
Totally. Okay. The San Francisco 49ers, they play the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow, the final preseason game, and Kyle Shanahan plans to play. I don't want to bring up any ill will.
Bring it.
But it looks like he wants to play the starters at least a quarter, maybe up to a half.
There's no ill will here. I heard where the ill will is between you and the 408. I heard you. How early was that you were screaming idiot into the microphone today?
Second segment.
About someone you've never even met.
10:36.
You don't even know this.
10:36.
You don't even know if the idiot is a female or a male.
Doesn't matter.
You're just firing.
Gender free.
Yeah. Idiot is gender free.
It is. It's also offensive.
She thought that we were disrespecting Shanahan. We were doing no such thing. We were simply saying, he's going to play those starters.
Well,
I wonder why.
When I was listening, I went, hold on, I get it, Steiny. You're going to block the text by saying, we are simply serving on a platter a concept.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I want to know what you think about it.
Well,
you serve up a concept.
Oh, no.
I'd love your opinion on it.
Oh, I shared it.
And the concept was like, it was sort of like, is Kyle, like, does this make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel like, honestly, this could be a sign that they might be a little behind, or he feels like they may be behind or not where they were last year. And I think it may have a little something to do with the canceled joint workouts with the Saints, but I think there could be like an unspoken message about, you know what? Maybe we won't have these two guys for the opener, and so I may as well give it a shot with the starters minus the two guys we know who aren't going to be there. Mm.
I think that it's as simple as, football players play football to get ready. And I wonder how other teams are treating it. And I remember last year, and I think, Evan, you had this earlier, where last year in preseason game 2, they all played.
Yeah, and they didn't play in week 3.
Right, but this year they didn't play in week 2, so now they're going to play in week 3. So I wonder if it isn't as simple as, like Steiny's saying, you didn't have the joint practices in week two, so you didn't play him. And so now you need to get him some reps, and so you play him in week three, and you do get him sharp. And I also think that you may be onto something, Steiny, about them being behind, or him being, Kyle Shanahan being slightly unhappy with where they are in their progress. And the Super Bowl hangover thing could be a part of it, but you know, you ultimately have, between Friday and the opener, you've got 17 days.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. You have a couple of extra days if you do want to play them a little bit more. They have more time to get fresh and get ready for the opener, because you don't have to play in, I guess it would be 16 right. days. You have the extra one day. Whatever the calculus is, I have no problem with football players playing football to get ready to play football.
Yeah, my only thing is, and he might just say the same thing you did, which is, it's football and I have football players, that's why I'm playing them. But there's probably a reason why he switched it up from last year, and that's all I'm curious about. I have no opinion about, well, this is irresponsible. Nothing like that at all. And I do think it's probably got to do with, he might be sending a message to his team about, listen, I don't like where we're at right now, and I'd love to see us play a good quarter and a half of football with the guys who are going to be out there against the Jets.
It is a head-scratcher, just from the standpoint that not only is he doing it differently than he did last year, but that is also not the NFL norm. You don't have to do it the NFL norm way, but in a three-game preseason, usually the dress rehearsal is game two.
Yeah.
And they've decided now that it's game three. So that is a fair question as to why. I don't know if he's directly been asked that yet, and hopefully he will. But in general, I mean, I'm not offended by football players playing preseason football. I was a little knocked off course by one most important position player playing without any of his security blankets around him. I found that to be a head scratcher, but nobody ever questions that he's got his reasons.
Right.
Sure, Kyle Shanahan's not doing stuff willy-nilly. I don't know why he decided to do that. And why he decided to change that process this year. But all in all, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Like, let's take a look. Let's take a little glimpse tomorrow night at what it looks like. By the way, the other thing you said, though, let me, I want to do everything shy of the word guarantee.
Mm.
Trent Williams is playing on September 9th.
I guarantee.
I promise
it.
You. I promise all of you.
Is a promise south of a guarantee?
That Trent Williams. Yeah, because like it's just a promise. I'm just a guy.
It's just like, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be like,
and
you
your guarantee
your
would be the same though, because you're just a guy.
Yeah, right. But like it has a different vibe behind it.
I get it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you that Trent Williams is playing September 9th.
Yeah.
I ain't making that promise for Brandon Ayuk.
Mm. Yeah, and that's smart. That's smart. And I don't do promises, because, you know, promises only set you up for it to be broken. And maybe it goes back to my first marriage, where, you know, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but it turned out that the vow that was given in 98 was not upheld. But anyway, so guarantee, promise, whatever word you want to put on it, I'm with you, Mark. Trent Williams will play in week one. And yesterday, the report that came out, the news, the sound about them talking and them hammering it out, it makes me feel more comfortable with that. But then today, with Washington trading a wide receiver, that had my antenna go up about the idea of maybe the Jaden Daniels, Brandon Ayuk reunion still having some life. I mean, it's nonsensical.
Well, they need another wide receiver now.
They need a receiver.
Yep.
Do they?
Ayuk is not signed.
I don't know that they need another receiver. I think
they
that
got Terry, right?
Well, yeah. they got McLaurin. He was always their number one. They've got some other young guys who, I put it this way, like Greg Rosenthal sent out a tweet a week ago. You all know who Greg Rosenthal is, right? Yeah. NFL writer. He sent out a tweet a week ago that said, he goes, God, I'm listening to the Commanders press conferences on the daily right now, and I'm starting to wonder if Jahan Dotson is still going to be on this team week one.
Oh, wow.
So there's something there that they weren't digging, and one of their young pups, I forget his name right now, I'll look it up, one of their young pups has a similar skill set to Dotson. I think they just felt like they could get something for him, and he had fallen out of favor. I think it's as simple as that. I don't think it's Washington now deciding that they've got this big hole.
Gotcha. That they want to get back into sweepstakes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, guys. There's like...
Well, if anything, you would want to move him to the Niners because everything that we've heard is that they want a receiver back and that...
Right. That's another good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like, I did hear people say, like, you know, the draft pick that Washington just got, like, could that now be a sweetener to the Niners? I don't know. It would... Look, if there's a surprise around the corner and a team we weren't thinking about... Would that shock? I don't think anything would shock us at this point. But I also think teams right now, Brandon Ayuk is a big time starter. I don't know how many teams are looking for that. Like, we got a game in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
We got a game.
Yeah, like, you're right.
Who's looking for the wide receiver one or two? You know what I mean? I don't know. This is a bit thing. I'm struck by the Eagles as a franchise, though. They got embarrassed by the 49ers last year. They never recovered. And they have spent their entire offseason reacting to that game.
Yeah.
And that's
coming together.
That's well
you could make the same case for the Niners 2 years ago.
Well, but I would say, like, if you're a Niner fan, does that kind of concern you? The Eagles are acting with that little brother urgency. And the Niners are acting with the big brother blasé. Right? The Eagles. Okay, fine. Barkley, we're going to acquire Dotson, and we're paying two wide receivers north of $25 million each. No problem. Let's go. And so there's weaponry. I mean, how would you compare the Eagles' weaponry to the Niners' weaponry right now?
It's
comparable.
It's better.
Whose is better?
The Eagles.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Niners have Debo Samuel and who at wide receiver?
I mean, George Kittle. I know he's not a wide receiver, but I mean, if we're talking weaponry, they got Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
But Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard.
And Dotson,
Now Jahan
Dotson. That sounds pretty good.
It's a good group.
That's a really good group.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, I mean, I think their lines, assuming Trent's back, is also relatively comparable. I mean, they lost Kelsey, but they still got a decent guy on the right side who jumps early. And, you know, I think their defense ain't too bad. Even though they've lost Hargrave, they got two decent defensive tackles. Yeah, like the Eagles, if you're looking at the NFC, I do think once again you're looking at the 49ers. You know, Detroit is there, but I think that they're a team that is probably less wholesome than either San Francisco or Philadelphia. Yeah, if I'm going to handicap two teams I expect to meet in the NFC Championship, it's those two groups.
What about Green?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bye.
I'm a bit skeptical of a team that got in the last week. I think that they caught Dallas at a good time. They looked really good against San Francisco, but I think the conditions also made them look really good. Green Bay is a good team. The team that I'd be, I don't know, maybe I'm sipping the juice, but I think Chicago might be better than Green Bay this year.
Sipping the juice. That's Caleb juice.
It's a little early for Caleb, but I hear you. They got some interesting players. I also think this is going to be the year the NFC South is no longer just this doormat that you can all roll over. It's not going to 8-9 not winning the division this
year. Baker Mayfield.
Steiny's boy.
Tampa, I think Tampa's not bad, and I think Atlanta could be really interesting. They felt last year like they were a quarterback away.
They should have been,
from turnkey. They got a lot of answers at a lot of other positions. So if they get some steady play out of the quarterback position, I think that can be a 10-11 win team.
And nothing says steady like Kirk Cousins.
Who, by the way...
Oh, no.
By the way, Evan, I'm sorry. He is a franchise quarterback. His franchise quarterback. That was a really interesting conversation you guys were having.
Oh, thank you.
Well, your definition of it, I see it very differently, but it was interesting. You know, you sort of were like about, does a team draft you and then keep you? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about the team that acquires you, that pulls you away? You could look at Cousins through the perspective of Washington or Minnesota, but look at it through the perspective of Atlanta. Look at what he's making. Atlanta absolutely thinks he's a franchise quarterback.
So much so they drafted a quarterback in the first round.
But eventually, yeah.
But look, Kirk's number cannot be moved for 3 years. Penix is playing the Jordan Love Aaron Rodgers game. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, I think the Jets have a franchise quarterback. He's 40, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
To me, it's more.
I think he was.
It's more about the salary than it is about the player.
I actually think it's not about the salary.
It's about how you build around him.
I think
Kyler Murray a franchise quarterback?
They think so.
Right. That's a good answer.
You know what I mean?
But no, they do. They paid him like one.
Right. And
number is massive.
I think the Giants thought Daniel Jones was. I don't think they do anymore.
No, but his deal, they can get out of it after this year. So it's a little bit of a different
deal.
That's
why I don't think he is, because I don't think he sees the end of his deal.
All you got to do is watch Hard Knocks, and you know he's not.
Exactly.
They got on the phone to try to trade up to 3 to get Drake May. And the Patriots are like, no, we want Drake May. And I'm like, fine, we'll just stick with Daniel Jones.
Exactly.
That's not a franchise quarterback. There's something about just the inner desire of a front office to be like, that's our dude. So I totally got, like, to bring it to Brock, I get what you guys are saying, that you can't call him a franchise quarterback yet. I see that. But in the Niners' heart, they absolutely are behaving in this moment as if that's their plan.
Well, that I agree with.
The owner
already said it. The owner already said that he's going to reset the market.
And the finances are not even a factor. They couldn't be even if they wanted him to be yet.
Yeah.
Would the Niners extend him if they could?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think they would.
That's a great question.
If he was after his third year right now, or like last February or March.
Like if he had sat his rookie season, done what he did, second season, now this is where they have to pay him.
He would have gotten 55 or 57 million.
He got the Jordan Love contract.
Exactly.
No doubt.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. And they paid Jimmy on a hell of a lot less.
Oh, boy. Also paid him a hell of a lot less. But yeah, I mean.
Well, but not that.
It was top of the market at the time, right?
That was top of the market. Yeah.
No. I agree. Because the other thing that I brought up was, if everything plays out like 2020 this season, God forbid, I still think they pay Brock Purdy. Like if he is Jimmy Garoppolo, he gets hurt, they somehow end up with the third overall pick this upcoming draft.
Oh my God.
Followed
to the end.
That was such PTSD.
Go ahead. I apologize multiple times before I brought it up. I still think they pay Brock Purdy, and I don't think they draft a quarterback.
Probably.
Which is why that I do look at Brock Purdy, inevitably he will become a franchise quarterback. I don't think they looked at Garoppolo like that.
I mean, in fairness, they always said Garoppolo's durability was part of the issue. And in that case, if that were to happen this year, and here's the one thing I'm hearing more and more of, how impressed they were with how Purdy came back from that injury against Philadelphia. It feels to me like at the beginning of the season, they were a little worried on how he was going to come back from that injury. So he passed it with flying colors, but I mean, if I will say it, if God forbid he gets hurt in game 5, Well, at that point, maybe you say, oh boy, do we have the same kind of issue with this guy?
Well, I thought the Jimmy durability stuff was always a cop-out.
Do you?
Yeah. I thought that
I
was,
do give
that,
it a merit, a little merit.
Yeah, but I thought that was a way to make it nice. Like,
probably.
Like, oh, Jimmy, like, I don't think they wanted Jimmy anymore. And
the injuries probably diminished his ability, though.
Yeah, but maybe. I think there was more to it than that. You could see it. There's too much evidence. There's like, it's the NFC title game. Let's hand off all but eight plays. Like, there's too much evidence out there that Kyle was just not that into Jimmy. And then as far as Brock, and the beginning of last season, I mean, Steiny, I've heard more than whispers that was all way more wobbly than they let on. Like, Brock...
So they were worried.
Oh, and Brock was only playing at probably 70% arm strength for as much as the first 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah.
There was, like, week-to-week questions about whether it would hold up, and yeah, he came through, but, like, that was dicey. That was week-to-week dicey. And mean, all the while, they're winning every week.
Yeah.
You know, they're 5-0. So, yeah, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Odds they start 5-0 this year?
Not great.
No.
Yeah.
Odds that they start 1-0 this year.
Better than 50-50.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe.
They're favored.
Yeah. They are favored. It's probably 70-30, but yeah, the people I've talked to are looking at that 5.5 and saying, get to it early. That number will drop.
Aaron Rodgers will tell you right now what happens when he comes to Levi's Stadium, especially at night.
In the regular season.
That's an L.
Here's the question. Will the 49ers not be favored in a game this year?
Yes. Yeah.
There will be a time.
I'd argue that that's probable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're not right now.
They get
right
Kansas City at home.
In all of them.
Yeah.
They get Kansas City at home. That might help.
Yeah,
could.
That's true.
It could. But, I mean, depends on, you know, where you are health wise and all the rest of it. But, I mean, you're asking them to be what when they have Kansas City here 6-0? I think that's week 7.
If BA's back by then.
BA.
Yeah. Sure.
All right,
Brandon Allen, right?
Before you go, were you guys listening the other day when I texted our odds guy, and he said how, like, if Brandon is not on the 49ers, how their Super Bowl odds change?
No.
Did you hear that?
Uh-uh.
Did you hear that, E?
No.
Okay. So right now they are co-favorites with the Chiefs at 6-1, plus 600 to win the Super Bowl. I said, what if Brandon Ayuk is not on this team? How far do you think their Super Bowl odds drop? They go. Well, they're both 6-1. They're both 6-1, and the next on the list is the Ravens at 10-1.
The reason you're asking this question, I would say, is because what if my answer is they don't change,
Evan?
I would say 8-1.
Well, if you just,
or they improve,
if you just no, if you tell the real answer is right in between what the two of you just said,
just one
7-1. 7-1.
Wow. Good stuff.
All right.
Well, listen, guys, I'm getting a haircut today, and I got a 2:30 appointment.
Nice.
And so
you don't need one. You look great.
Nah, I don't like it. All right.
It's going to hurt your handicap.
95.7, the game.
That's where we are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey football fans. You want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.